This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, when two boys are wrestling in the living room and break something, a parent is sure to say, "This is why we can't have nice things." Christian Snyder applies this to a society at large, arguing we can no longer have nice things. He opens with a story of The Portal, which is a public technology sculpture. It beams live video from the streets of New York City to Dublin, Ireland. It was one of several planned portals meant to virtually teleport people across the globe. It was supposed to be a symbol of unity and wonder that draws in crowds from far and wide. It was built to last for centuries. It only lasted 6 days. People in New York and Dublin broadcast middle fingers and body parts. This is just one example of the decline of decorum and civility in our society. America's culture is fraying. He talked about stores having problems with self-checkout lanes. Some stores will limit the lanes to people who pay a $98 annual fee. During the pandemic, food chains set up online systems so customers could order on their phones, pay for it, and then pick it off the shelf. Unfortunately, many other people are grabbing the meals off the shelf, and this happened to me when I ordered dinner for my family at McAllister's. Recently, Disneyland and Disney World had to crack down on the rapidly growing number of people who claim disability status in order to avoid long wait lines on the rides at their amusement parks. Apparently, this trick was promoted on social media so people could game the system. And as I write this, a new story just dropped about climate activists disturbing another athletic event. And don't even think about letting these activists into an art museum. When a society is in cultural decline, you can no longer have nice things. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.